As I see peace about me, I am peace. As I see peace about me, I am peace. How do I see peace about me? Well, wherever I walk, I see all in balance, all in divine order, all doing that which is its purpose to do, lovingly, joyfully, wonderfully, beautifully, doing it perfectly. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that I am looking at everything and seeing it doing wonderful things? That I'm looking at everything and seeing the trees growing tall and the people talking and enjoying each other? It runs across my mind so often, because I'm so diligent on this, that whenever I see a person saying they want something and then proclaiming that they have something they don't want, it sort of makes me feel sad at heart, because I am seeing something happening that I don't want in me. I am seeing something happening that I don't want in my life, in my experience. I don't want in my life, in my experience, the contrary to my choices. I don't want in my life, in my experience, the contrary to whatever I say in my heart is what I really want. Now, what is it that I really want? What is it that I really want in my heart? Then that is where my attention is 100% of the time. Whatever I really want in my heart, that's where I am in my thought all the time. If I say I have a wonderful breakfast, I have a wonderful breakfast. If I say my breakfast was not so good, then it was not so good. And it's only me that's making that judgment. Now you say, well, what if your breakfast just was not so good? And you were saying that it was not. That's just an observation. No, that isn't. That's making a judgment. You mean I cannot make judgments about my food and about my clothing and about my friendships and about my activities? That's right. We call them observations. We call them unconditional situations. But really, they are very conditional. Because the moment we say we don't like something, we're making a judgment. We're putting a condition on something that we really don't want to have. And if this is something that you do in your life, make a condition on something you really don't want to have, then what happens to you? What happens to you is that that is just what you have in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your being. That's just what you have in your everyday attitude. Whatever it is you have in your heart, whatever it is you have in your thought system, that's who you are. You cannot be at peace if you're looking around you and seeing the lack of peace. And you cannot look at peace around you and not be at peace within yourself. Can you at all times look at the world and say, it is good and very good? Can you at all times look at the world and say that it's a wonderful world, that you love it? This is making a judgment. And it's making a good judgment, but it's making a judgment. And if you just look at the world and say, it is, and you look at peace everywhere and you say, it is, and you look at happiness everywhere and you say, it is, do you have the capacity to do that? Do I have the capacity to unjudgmentally, without judgment, unconditionally, lovingly, to look at my world, to look at me, to look at my life? I have that capacity. But have I trained myself in that capacity? Have I every moment of my life said, everything is good and very good, everything is wonderful and very wonderful? I could say everything is sad, everything is bad, and that's what it would be for me. But what do I want it to be? Do Do I want it to be wonderful and fantastic and glorious? Do I want it to be something that is just making my life filled with peace and filled with love and filled with joy? Do I want that? It's up to me. It's up to me and no one else. As I see peace about me, I am peace. As I see happiness about me, I am happy. As I see joy about me, I am joyful. Yes, it's all up to us. What sort of things do we read in the newspapers? What sort of things do we read in the magazines? What sort of things do we read anywhere at all, on the television screen or whatever? What sort of thing? And then, are we making a judgment, or are we looking at it non-judgmentally? Well, you cannot look at things non-judgmentally if you're looking at them to enjoy them. Because then, as you look at them, you'll see that which you don't enjoy, and you'll make a judgment, and you've already messed yourself up. To train yourself in the ability to look at all things at peace, look at all things as peace, then you're training yourself to be aware of that in you which is peace. You're training yourself to be aware of that in your life that is peace and loving, happy and harmonious under all circumstances. You're training that in your life. Now, is that what you want to train in your life? You can. Is that what we want to be in our life? We can. But it takes a little attention. It takes a lot of attention, actually. And this attention that it takes is the attention that says, I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of my existence. Wherever I am, I see good. Whatever I see, I look around me and I see wonder and I see magic and I see peace and I see love. Wherever I look, I see joy, I see harmony, I see right action, I see all that is good. Wherever I am, I make that constant affirmation, that constant awareness. But I speak it from within myself first, because if I don't see it within me first, I won't see it outside of me. If I don't say to myself, I have a happy heart, and I have a joyous heart, and I have a joyous life, I won't have a joyous life outside of me. It starts in me and goes to all of my world. Just as I am the creator of my world, and I create my world as a beautiful expression of love and goodness, just as I am the creator of my world, and I create all that I am, to be that which I recognize I am, then I have to be all the more sincere in what I'm looking at in my world. And I look at all the things in my world and say they are good and very good. And you say, Herb, you keep saying these things, you keep saying these things, you keep whipping this old horse. No, I am saying these things because I'm reminding myself. I'm reminding me that my life is a wonderful life. I'm reminding me that my experiences are wonderful experiences. I'm reminding me that I am the creator of my world, and whatever I see in my world, I have created. Whatever I am in my life, I have created. Whoever I am, I have created. And it's up to me to be responsible in my thought that I am the creator, and that if I have happiness in my life, I created it. If I have abundance in my life, I created it. If I have goodness in my life, I've created it. If I have health in my life, I've created it. If I have peace in my life, I've created it. If I have friends in my life, I've created it. Whatever I have, I created it. Now, what is it that I want? What do I want to create in my life, in my world, in my experience? What do I want to create? I choose to create good and very good. I choose to create unconditional love everywhere I look. I choose to create me as the magnificent expression of all that is good and beautiful. And though I may be working on creating it, I am creating it, and it is me now and forevermore. And it's you, because I created you that way, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.